Gamers and watch lovers, stay frosty. We've got covert intel. Movement, the official timekeeper of the highly anticipated Call of Duty Black Ops 6, is releasing a special edition Black Ops 6 watch and accessory collaboration. Bring the aesthetics of the Black Ops 6 story straight to your wrist and wardrobe. It even arrives with custom packaging and a free gift. Shop the exclusive special edition collaboration at MVMT.com/BO6. That's MVMT.com/BO6.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
You spit in this little tube, send it off. Yeah? Oh yeah, that's going to get clipped up, isn't it? So you play on the right wing, Maisie, and Usain Bolt's on the left.
Not. Window open, covers, yeah. Flaps are going everywhere, it's brilliant.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Life's a Pitch with me, Lucy Quinn, and Ruche Littlejohn. And today we're joined by a very special guest, actor, writer, comedian, all-round legend, football fan, Maisie Adam. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. That was a lovely intro. Yeah.
I was really nervous, I'm not going to lie.
Can I just say, it's jack of all trades, master of none.
Yes,
it is.
I love that saying, because that sums me up, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're the same?
Yeah, I am the same.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I actually like that us two are like dressed for a funeral.
Yeah, I thought I'd just be respectful. Do you know what I mean?
It's going to be the end of the podcast.
Yeah, you didn't get the memo.
No, well, I've been waiting for an excuse to wear this for about a year and a half. So as soon as she's retired, I thought I'd get it out.
Oh, it's for Alex Morgan,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, she's a bit skinnier than me.
She's not dead. She's not dead for anyone. She isn't.
We've come for the funeral.
No, she's just stepping away from the game, but she's okay. But anyway, you're more important right now.
So than Alex Morgan? Yeah. I doubt it, thank you. But that's lovely of you to say.
Just tell us a little bit about yourself. Football fan or not really?
Yeah. Oh,
just forced you to come on football
No. Diehard football fan. Followed it since I was a kid. Leeds is my team.
Nice.
I know. Leeds is my team. But then I've lived in Brighton for the last 6 years. And... I go see Brighton women play as much as I can. But I go see Lewis, I go see Crawley Town blokes, if I fancy a laugh.
Right.
gonna get tweeted out for
that
one.
That's all right.
But I'll go and see pretty much any game.
And what do you do when you're at Leeds? You just fight with people when you're there?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Enjoyable.
It's what you're meant to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like if you go that far north, you have to fight.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, you go past London and it starts to get a bit rough, and then you get up that way and it's like, oh, I'm going to have to fight today.
Okay.
It's just expected of you.
Survival of the
fittest. So I've never gone further than Birmingham.
Okay. No, you don't venture north of the wall.
No.
I'm quite excited this season, because although obviously Leeds were relegated, being in the Championship now, so my husband's from Portsmouth.
Nice.
And I'm from Leeds, but it means that Pompey, obviously, you know, but Pompey... They've got a bit of beef with Leeds. A little bit of beef. So that'll be exciting to go to. I've never been to Fratton Park before.
Fratton Park's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah, it is a good one. I've played there a couple of times, actually.
I was going to say, do you have to say that?
Yeah, I do. No, but when I played there, it was literally when there were like four people in the stands.
And where is this? I know I should know this.
Fratton Park?
Yes.
Portsmouth.
Is it?
Ground,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
See, she's really, really far north.
Yeah, I'm like Celtic Park head, do you know what I mean? Like the big grounds, the big stadiums.
Like so far north, she's in prison all the time.
Quite a lot. I'm a southern softie to you.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're not, because you're from Leeds.
Yeah, but to you, I'm a southern softie, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So what am I?
A gimp. Yeah.
That's okay. Anyway, thank you for
you were at Fratton Park and there was like four people.
Yeah, because we played there, and this is when, because I used to play for Portsmouth, that's where I started, and this is like 7 or 8 years ago, I don't even know. So women's football wasn't really...
A thing back then.
I had to break out the kitchen to go play.
But you wouldn't often be at Fratton Park to play.
No, that was just like
what
a one-off.
Was the game?
We had like a big cup game. I can't remember who it was against now. But we used to play at the university, like down on the Astro pitch. Yeah. So for us to be at Fratton Park was like a big deal.
Big deal, yeah.
Yeah, it was good fun, but it'll be better now. Like obviously Saints, Portsmouth, like the Derby, the women's teams are in the same league now. So hopefully there'll be a good turnout.
Yeah, it should be good. Yeah.
I won't be going, that's for sure. absolutely not, no.
How do you feel about having two teams? Like, I sometimes feel like when I'm asked that question of, like, who's your team? Obviously, because I've supported Leeds since I was a kid, I lead with that. But then, like, I suppose the being a woman, I'm like, oh, it's not good of me to say the bloke's team first. I should go, I want, but I can't have it in me to say I'm a Brighton fan first. Because I'm not.
Okay. No, put your own team first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay to, do you feel like it's okay to have two different teams, one for the men's game, one for the women's?
Yes.
I mean, I'll allow it only because...
You're not happy about it, I can tell.
I'll allow it because, obviously, now the women's game is, I don't want to say catching up, but it is. Like, yeah. So there might not have been an established women's team at the time.
Yeah.
So I'll let you off with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just support Celtic. I don't really support women's teams, to be honest.
You don't really like women's football, do you?
No.
We don't watch it.
Yeah.
Too slight.
No. I like watching Spain and Barcelona, but that's me just jumping on the bandwagon because they're shit hot. So, yeah.
They are phenomenal to watch.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't watch your... Would you watch your own games back?
Oh, yeah, we have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
You have
how
to.
How dare you come on this podcast and question us like we are not professionals?
No, come on, though. I want to ask because... Like, with what I'd... Like, you're meant to listen to your gigs back or even watch them back. Yeah. Mm. And I must have on my phone, like 200 recordings. I press record. I never listen to them ever again. It's like, you know when you hear your voice on an answer machine?
It's so annoying.
You go, I don't sound like that. But
well, that's like the podcast. Yeah, I don't even understand what I'm saying, so
do
I don't watch it back.
Do you listen to this back?
No.
No, exactly.
We were saying before, like, the first couple that we did, we watched back and we were like, oh my gosh, like, how did that come across? And was that funny? And now we're just like, do you know what? If we get fired or cancelled or whatever, then...
What if?
It's all part of the game.
But with your game, would you watch it back? And is it not, like, awfully... Like,
so you've actually got it goes on to like, does yours go on to Huddle? There's like this cycle on Huddle, so the games go up, and sometimes it's clipped like just you, so you just watch what you've done, so you don't need to watch like the 90 minutes, and you can skip through it if you want. So I just watch kind of my highlights from the game.
No, I'm sorry. If you lot sent me after this just the clips of me talking, that is like an anxiety dream. That's horrific.
No, it's worse when you do team analysis and you're all sat in the room and you watch like certain parts of the game together.
No.
And I'm the one that's giving the ball away, falling flat on my face.
And they go, let's watch that again, Lucy.
And they'll let's put that in slow-mo, shall we? Thanks. And all your friends are stood there laughing at you. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's character building.
It is.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
And you play a little bit as well, no? So you don't watch the footage back?
God, no. No. If we watch the footage back, it'd just be like someone's dad and an iPhone. Yeah. Like... just probably on selfie mode the wrong way. It's been 90 minutes of a bloke's nostrils. But I live in Brighton, and when I moved there, it was 6 years ago, and I didn't know anyone. I moved down to be like nearer to London, and one of the best things I did in terms of like meeting people, you know what it's like? It's like moving somewhere new, it's like your first day at school every day.
Horrible.
And you realise how mad it is to try and make friends as an adult. Mm. And I didn't really want to have all my friends from comedy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a particularly healthy thing. So
just rinse each other all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? And you just end up chatting shop all the time. So I was like, I need to try and like make new friends in this city. So I joined a football team there, and it was the best thing I've done by a mile. Yeah. Because do you know what I mean? It's like, it's the level I'm at, it's just a bit of fun. Well, like, you're still competitive and you still want to win. We play in a league, and it's not like a five-a-side kickabout.
Right.
But it's also not let's watch your slow-mo giving away the ball at the end. Do you
unless
know what
you've
I mean?
Scored a screamer and then someone's
recorded it. Oh, yeah. And then it's going through the WhatsApp group for the next week. Yeah. But it's absolutely fantastic. We're called Brighton Seagulls.
Wait,
fun little name. But it's great. It's really nice. Like, we train on a Tuesday night, play on a Sunday. And I just find it's really good for me, Ed, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To just sort of do something where everybody else got a really normal job and we just chat about that.
Yeah.
We were chatting before we started the pod about, like, I don't do any other sports, really.
Right.
Like, I can run, but I find running really boring. I'm not the sort of person that likes to go to a gym. I feel quite sort of self-conscious that I don't know how any of the machines work, so I just end up on the treadmill because I know what to do on but that's running
run
and I hate running. Whereas like football, it's sociable, you have a laugh, you meet up before you go for a pint afterwards.
Yeah,
Wouldn't know about that. I'm sure you don't go for a pint afterwards. That's the level we're at. We're at half-time cigarettes and a pint afterwards.
And how do you find it, like, obviously the girls and stuff? Is it a giggle? Is it banter? Because, like, we would say, like, football for us is banter still. Yeah. But obviously, you're a comedian. Yeah. So you're like,
these people are not torture.
Uh-huh. This is what I mean, though. Like, I wouldn't hang out with comedians in my spare time because normal people are so much funnier. Like, it's a... Oh, my God, if you hang around with comedians and they say something funny, it's like a bit of an ick. You're like, oh, like, come on, like, have a day off. Yeah, literally. Like, I find myself just being like, he's always on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're with, like... Your mate Sally, who works in recruitment, she comes out with a belty. Brilliant. You're a good laugh.
Yeah.
So true.
Okay. Yeah. Right. It's way better.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought about this.
That does make sense. Does it?
I don't know.
No, it does.
It's really not. And I like hearing about, like, their really normal jobs. And
do you?
Yeah, genuinely. I mean, they find what I do utterly ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it is mad.
If you think about what we do, it's a bit ridiculous as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I left uni and everyone went out and got real jobs where they're like doctors and teachers and shaping the future, and we just kick around.
I mean, I would say, but how many of them are actually happy is what I'd say.
Well, not many.
I love going back home and I say this, it's a shock, and if anyone's watching, I'm not coming at you, but I kind of am. I'm like, they're all in this little goldfish bowl and they're all miserable and they all hate their life, and I'm like, move out of the town then.
Yeah, maybe.
Do something.
Do you still have it where, like, if you meet people and they don't know that you guys do what you do, and then you say it, do they go, full time?
Oh my God. Like, no.
I have that all the time. Because I never say I'm a comedian. I learned that early. You never say you're a comedian, because people will either be like, tell us a joke. Or worse, they tell you a joke.
And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll use that one.
Yeah, cheers, Gary, I would, but it's incredibly racist. I really try to avoid saying it, but if it does come out, say, like, a family party, mm-hmm. or so, you know, like my husband's family party or something, like his mum's neighbour's cousin might end up saying to me, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, I've got to say it, because they're going to work around the room and they're going to find out. So I say it, and then the amount of times people are like, what, and you do that full time? And you get paid for that? Yeah. You get paid for that? Yeah. Sorry that we're not all miserable like you, Gary. Sorry. Sorry that some of us are doing our dream job.
Yeah. But honestly, some of the conversations I've had over the years, like, I was on the phone with car insurance for like 2 hours because they just could not grasp that
you were a footballer
was
your job.
They was your occupation.
It wasn't that. It was more the car she was driving that was like, Fiesta?
What do you put yourself down as? Yeah, surely. This doesn't add up.
So you play for Tottenham Hotspur and you drive a 2009 Ford Fiesta? Yeah, that's right. But honestly, they'd ask me, like, my job, and I'd be like, professional footballer. And they'd be like, sorry? And I'd be like, professional footballer. And then they'd be like,
no.
Right, yeah, okay. And what is it that, where'd you get your income from? And I'm like, well, the football bit's professional. Mm-hmm.
So it'll be that, won't it?
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, and then I had a hairdresser ask me how many years I went to uni to learn to be a footballer.
To learn to play football. Oh.
There was a qualification in running around the cones.
You've got a bachelor's of arts in football.
I've got my master's in being offside. Those conversations are so good, though. Like you say, like, when people realise, and then they're like, the questions they come out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must have had some shockers.
I can't remember them, really. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But this is what I mean. I prefer it then when you hang around people who have got normal jobs, and they, like, the girls at Seagulls are very, like, they find it ridiculous that's my job, but it's not always coming up in conversation and stuff. Right. It's just like...
Do you not think, though, they have to try and act a bit cool around you now? But they're like...
If they're trying, they're not doing a good job.
No. Right, okay.
They're a good laugh, but, I mean, they were saying in... Because I go on tour next week, so I was like, oh, I won't be able to come play another game till November.
That's actually shocking.
Imagine. Just see you in November.
Yeah.
But then they were all going in the WhatsApp group. They're like, oh, well, we'll all come to your Brighton show. And, you know, and suddenly you're like, oh, that is really lovely and supportive. But inviting, like, a 25-person strong squad to come to your gig where they know you, you're just like, oh, that's absolute heckle central. Yeah,
that
isn't is. It?
And that's... they think that they'll be getting there for free? Absolutely not. Oh, they better be paying.
Yeah, they've sent their names over already. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think they're going to come full kit as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be quite funny, though. Yeah.
But yeah, does that make you more nervous? Like, when you're, like, doing stand-up to a room of loads of people that you don't know, obviously, yes, that's not as nerve-wracking as...
100%.
Yeah.
Like, I think, so I hosted Live at the Apollo last year, and I think that was like the biggest crowd I've ever done. I think it's like 3,000 or 4,000 people. Loved it. If I perform in front of 100 in a room above a pub and a group of my mates are in, yeah, I am sweating before
that
I go
is so
on. Like, it's so, so scary.
But that does make sense, I guess, because do you get more nervous when you play and you know that your family are there? Or like sometimes my parents have come all the way up to the game, mm-hmm, and I don't have a great game. I feel worse.
Yeah,
then.
You feel guilty.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's...
They don't actually come to my games, yeah, so I don't know the feeling anymore. They've not came since I was under 15s, I think.
Oh,
so
man.
I know.
I got deep real quick.
Any time they actually come to my game, I get injured, so they just, right, they've stayed away.
Oh, so they're a curious.
Yeah, I think so. Curious. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring that up.
Yeah.
Moving on, anyway.
Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about Soccer Aid, just because that's class. And we've spoken about, like, we would love to be in Soccer Aid.
There's something I can't watch back. Because you could, like, you spend 3 days. People don't realise you do Thursday, Friday, Saturday training.
Yeah.
And then the game is on the Sunday. And, like, obviously all the training is just sort of, you know, it's all mixed with silly games to, you know, post online and get people to donate. So it's never really taken that seriously. And then it gets to game day and you suddenly realise you're playing with, like, not just professional footballers, like, literally the best to ever do it. And it's like you're playing in treacle. Like, I could just remember every bit. So I did it the first time last year and it was the day after my wedding. So, like, I was hanging out my ass.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I got married in Brighton on the Saturday. I did training Thursday, Friday, got married Saturday, and then a car came at 10 a.m, took me and my husband in this car up to Old Trafford. I went straight into the dressing room where Pochettino was our manager, and he was like, "Oh, Maisie, you're going to start." And I was like, "Are you joking?" Because normally they put like the pros on at the start and then celebs come on in the second half.
Yeah. You play every Sunday.
No, mm-hmm. I was on with Hernan Crespo, Francesco Totti. And then at one point, I swear to God, bearing in mind what we said about running, he goes, "So you play on the right wing, Maisie, and Usain Bolt's on the left." And I swear to God, he goes, "So when he makes the run..."
Yeah, make sure you're in the box.
What's the one thing Usain Bolt does really well? And I'm expected to... I was like in a different time zone.
Yeah.
It was absolutely... I just remember it. He just went down the wing and I was like just waddling around this pitch, still 99% Prosecco from the night before. Just like, I cannot believe this is my Soccer Aid debut. I probably look like I'm just sort of...
hanging out your arse.
Yeah.
Well, you were.
Yeah,
but you can't have been as bad as Tommy Fury. Was he there that time?
Oh, my God. This was this time. So last year, I got subbed on for Tommy, and then this year he was on with us, and bless him, even when I hadn't seen him do anything like that in training, and then he did it on the day, and we were all like, did anyone else see that, or am I seeing things? But I think he's so big, it's like a bear playing football with a golf ball.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it just looks so out of proportion.
And you can't really give him stick for it because he'd knock you out. Like
No, exactly. It's all, you know, you could try and take the mick out of him and then there's a corner and you're trying to barge in. Like, but it was a good laugh. Yeah. It was a good laugh.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that being a good laugh.
And did you speak much to Jill Scott? Did you get to... Yeah,
yes.
Right, you could maybe ask her to come on this pod at some point because she keeps ignoring my texts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a bit big time these days, you know what I mean?
She's a pest for leaving you on red. She was on the England team, and for some reason I play on World 11.
Right.
Yeah, because as you can tell, I'm very...
Yeah.
I was this?
Yeah. I don't actually know. Like, I took one of them tests, you know, those 23 and me tests.
You were like 1% from somewhere
else. I took it because my husband took it, and he came back like 20... My husband's like tall white guy with dark hair, and his came back and it was like a bit Danish, a bit German and a bit French. I was like, "Oh, that's sick. Wow, yeah. I'm gonna do it." And you spit in this little tube, send it off. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's gonna get clipped up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I spit in this
Brazilian.
Spit in this tube, send it off. It comes back. I was like buzzing. And I get my results, and I was 99.8% from the north of England. That's embarrassing,
that's
isn't it?
That's a shame. That is honestly...
Like, it's suspicious. There's definitely been some, like, cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to cut that out of this pod, actually. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable
I'm holding my hands up just so you can see they're not webbed. Like, it's bad. So I've no idea why I'm on the rest of the world team.
Well, because your mum's your sister.
Yeah. It's so bad. But I was on that team and Jill was on England. And I've known Jill quite well, like, for a few years now. And, like we get on, like, we've got a good sort of banterous relationship. But obviously I've never known her within the, I've never played with her.
When she crosses the white line.
She said the exact same thing, the exact same phrase, cross the white line. I was like, well, there's loads of white lines. Which one are you on about? Yeah. And a bit of a lash was like, literally, deadpan.
Yeah.
And because England scored first and then we equalised. And after we equalised, I ran past her as the ball was coming back to the halfway line to restart. And I went like that on her hips, just from behind.
Big
I went,
mistake. Big
she looked at me like she was going to lamp me.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it like that before. I was like, oh, okay, that's a different... But that's the difference, is that like all these like celebs, us lot, we're just buzzing to be there and you can't believe it. But all these people who've been just sort of like
they get
chilled through the training, they then get on the pitch on the Sunday and they were literally like,
mode.
The pros love it. You can tell they just start dribbling through everyone.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, you probably should pass
the ball.
Few. Yeah,
it's not about you anymore.
God, for a good cause. Yeah, but yeah. No.
Literally, it's like being back in year 7 PE. You just like, it's like being picked last. You just go, is anyone gonna pass? Oh, you know, I know I'm not a footballer. I know I'm a comedian, but please, can I have one kick? Yeah, it's really like last year, we came into the dressing room at half time, and Patrice Evra had such a pop at Nanny, being because Nanny was doing all this fancy footwork, and it was unbelievable to watch, but it wasn't really going anywhere.
Yeah.
Me and Rich had the same conversations at halftime.
But like
Quinny passed.
But Patrice went in on him, and you know when you just sat there going, but it's for charity, so it don't really matter. But they were like
different animals.
Okay. Yeah,
I imagine the men are worse. Like, because I get it with Jill. Sure, we'd be the same. Like, secretly, you do get a bit competitive.
Yeah.
But the guys just must be like...
Yeah, and that's a strange one as well. It's because, like, obviously, they've got so much better for it now, Soccer Aid, with having women play. Like, there's a nice bunch of, like, former pros, but also women like myself. But last year, obviously, the lads were in the Manchester United home dressing room. So you're aware of the stuff that that room's seen.
Yeah.
Like, this is where Fergie kicked the boot and it hit Beckham and all of this. And then, because it was, like, me... Kaylin Kyle, obviously the former Canadian player, Mel C, and Vicky McClure from Line of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just the four of us. We had to get changed somewhere, but like obviously all the lads were in this big group. So then it was just like the four of us just sort of in this cupboard to the side. You know, when you just have those moments where you're like, life's weird, isn't it? I'm in a cupboard with Mel C. Just
I've been dreaming about that for
Mel C in a sports bra. I thought, the amount of girls that would kill to be in my position now.
Did you take any slaps?
I think I can hear Patrice kicking off.
No, that is class. I'm like one of those things you do in your career, and then you'd be like, you got to play with like, it was like Eden Hazard and stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. It was phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely phenomenal. Like, the names they get is unreal.
And it's fierce for a good cause, obviously, but it is just, like, one of those things that, like, you have to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
You've never watched a game of football in your life.
I don't think I've ever watched a game of soccer in my life, but I'm going to put it on a to-do list. I will do this next year.
It is good.
I do look at the names, I go, oh, this would be quite funny to watch, but I'm just so busy, guys.
Yeah. Well... I would make the time in the diary for you to watch again. It is dead good.
Right. I'm going to get us on it.
We can go on for the rest of the world. Beat England, probably.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Only time we'll beat England. No, but won't. That could be that could be fine.
Well, up until this year, we'd won 5.
Yeah, I know. And then they won it, right?
We, me and my fellow rest of the worlders from the other 0.2%.
But yeah, they were they were really struggling for a while. And you guys were kind of like, this is your game. Yeah. And you're losing.
Yeah, so. I think basically this year they like lined England with a load of legends.
They needed a win.
Right. And then it was just like me, Tommy Fury and Eden Hazard. I mean, he had his work cut out in Hazard with us.
You
but that
hanging.
Was mad, yeah, walking around Stamford Bridge with somebody of that calibre.
Yeah. I mean, what do you even say? What would you say?
Yeah, it was really weird.
Eden?
Yeah, it was so weird. So also you realise like again their approaches to the whole thing is so different.
Yeah.
So like after the game, come back into the dressing room and there's just like so much pizza. And I was straight in. I think I played collectively like 12 minutes. And I was like, buzzing, pizza, like non-stop slices. And then like I think somebody offered Eden Hazard, he was like, absolutely not. I was like,
really?
Oh, really? Because he's partial to be putting on timber in off season, so he was. He was. You know, he rocks back to pre-season worse than me.
Yeah.
Have you not seen anybody get the pictures up? Get the pictures of him up. He.
Do you have to be careful on off-season?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I normally start to pile on the timber before the summer break, so I'm always well overweight before the season ends.
When you go on your summer holidays, do you go to a gym? Do you go on runs and stuff?
You do have
You're allowed a week or two off, so that you're allowed to not train then, and then
but
you have
you
to get back
not.
To it.
No, you are, if you're knackered at the end of the season, like I took a good 2 weeks of doing nothing because I had pain everywhere and I was just like, right, I need to rest.
Yeah.
And then that first run back, I was thinking, I should not have done that because I was blowing out my arse. But it's difficult because you have like international windows in your summer holiday.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to keep training. It's a tough
life.
It's just going for a run on your holiday.
Yeah, that is the nice thing I would say about my job is when I turn up somewhere on tour, I can just have a... Do you know what I mean? If I fancy a big sandwich, I can have a big sandwich. It's not going to affect my gig. Talking about sandwiches.
Yeah, what would you have in your sandwich? Go on, what is your choice? Sandwich of choice.
Oh, BLT. Oh, can't beat it.
Like a wee BLT myself, I do.
Yeah,
me too. But just the lettuce, and I can't have the breads.
Oh, she's one of those freaks.
So
yeah,
just lettuce on a plate.
That went downhill so quick.
We'll have a bit of tomato in there, just to spice it up a little bit. So speaking about the tour, like, tell us a little bit about you've got a tour coming up.
Yeah, I start next week. I'm excited. I love touring because, like, although it's the same show every single night, you can't recreate the people in that room and what sort of sense of humour they'll have depending on where they're from, where you are in the UK. I tend to do a lot of crowd work at the first half or first section, and that can then be brought in throughout the rest of the show. So what happens in Carlisle one night, you won't be able to replicate the next night when you're in blooming Winchester.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
So true.
And I really, really like that. It keeps it fresh, especially if you're doing like, I think this first leg I'm doing is 40 dates. So, do you know what I mean? By show 23 or something, you're a little bit like...
Yeah.
Your delivery is a bit flat.
Yeah, so it's really nice then if you start chatting to two people on the front row and, you know, that they're on a first date or something.
Yeah,
and you know, it's great.
You
it's really
good stuff. People.
Yeah.
Is that,
I love it. I really love it. And it's
fun.
It's
you
good
would see
fun.
That.
Yeah.
You would,
it's my favourite part of the job is the stuff that is... It's why I like stand-up is you've got to be in the moment, even if you've written pre-written material, you have to be ready to respond to whatever's, you know, I've done gigs New Year's Eve with 10 stag do's in. You can't go into that assuming you're going to be able to do that joke you wrote about.
Yeah.
But you have to be in the room ready for whatever.
Yeah.
I say stag do's, hen do's are worse.
Are they?
Oh, really?
Hen do's are worse.
100%.
Lads, after several beers, just get louder and just go yeah, after a joke.
Yeah.
Women after a load of Prosecco or white wine, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to get. One woman will be like screaming, laughing. Another will be crying.
Yeah.
Another will have passed out. Do you know what I mean?
Throw it up in her shoe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you've just got to go with it. So,
because do people ever say that to you? Like people at Blues and stuff all the time will say to me like, oh, if you weren't a footballer, you should be like a comedian. Because obviously we're like the jokers of the group. And I'm like, look, if something funny happens in training and we can like take the piss out of someone, like obviously we're quite good at that.
Yeah.
We enjoy bringing that to the team. But to write something that's going to be funny and then deliver it to a room of people just must be like a completely different skill.
Yeah.
Like I would not Like, what would we even start with? I'd be like, knock, knock. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's different at football. It's like, we're actually bullying our teammates. Yeah, it's not as though we're being funny, we're just actually
and
bullying.
And also, I guess it's a lot of in-jokes and things. Yeah. Like, that's a huge amount of stand-up, is you're going to people who... You've never met them and they've never met you. So they don't know that you're that person in the group. They don't know that you're that person in your family. They don't know that your interests are like this, or that you've got a dry sense of humour, or that you've got a sarcastic sense of humour, or that you're a physical comedian. They don't, like, you have to introduce yourself but through the medium of jokes and get them on board with
you. Must be so hard.
And not come across irritating, but instead come across sort of likeable. Still working on
that. How's that going?
Not well. Check my Twitter. It is fun. I do like it.
Because when we go away for away games, I don't know how you feel about this. I hate it a bit.
Yeah.
When you have to like train in the morning, then you get on the bus and you eat your lunch and you drive somewhere.
Eat your lettuce on the bus.
I love my lettuce. I don't want to eat too much. And then you're going down maybe to Brighton, let's say, and you've got 2 hours, and then you get there and you eat dinner with the team, and it's just not the same as obviously like going home, sleeping in your own bed. It becomes quite draining.
Yeah.
So when you're doing like night after night, do you ever get to a point where you're just like, I really just do a few days off?
Yeah, 100%. I remember the last tour that I did was in 2022. It was my first tour. And I got to the end of it and I was like going through my camera roll to like post a little thing on Instagram. Yeah. And all my camera roll was hotel room doors.
Yeah.
Because you stay in so
many.
Literally. Yeah, like, I'll come back from my gig and I'm like, was that 342 or was that 156?
I do that on camera.
And sometimes you're quite late. You're coming back quite late. So there's nobody at reception. And by that point, you've got up onto the third floor and you're like, am I even on the third floor? And you're just knocking, going and hoping.
Some random guy, and you're like, you're dead.
Oh, God.
This is my room now.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got a sofa?
Yeah.
Honestly. But, it is a lot. And also, it's a lot of time. So you want a few days at home. I think this tour, I've just got every Monday at home.
Oh.
So, and I remember, like, with the last one, the first few times I had a day off, like, me and my fellow would be like, oh, let's go and do something special. Yeah. Go to like this nice restaurant, or go and see this film that you wanted to see, or go on this lovely walk that I really like. And actually by like the third or fourth day off, I was like, this is really lovely, but what I actually want to do
is lie on the sofa.
In like pajamas and just watch.
I thought you were
like,
going to say something a bit more exciting there, like just to keep the spark alive.
No,
but
just,
no.
Oh, he wishes. No, it's like straight into my Grease the Musical nightie.
Lovely.
Yeah. No, it is a nightie. I know I'm a nightie.
Is it? No.
No, I do.
It's you
like
did?
A, no, it's like a long t-shirt. Right. No, I know.
I think the last nightie I had like Pocahontas. I think it was about six.
I think I'm the only.
A nightie.
The only woman
that
in
is. That's abysmal. That's shocking.
I think I'm the only millennial still wearing a nightie. It's easy.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's breezy.
You can waft through the corridors at night. I go to the loo. People think I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
It's great. That's all I want to do is just like lie on the sofa and watch like really bad TV.
Yeah.
Okay. Like really bad TV. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, I'm not judging. I'm never
judging.
I am absolutely judging. Yeah.
You're judging me. It's a Grease the Musical one. It's a cool night. It's not a regular night.
Really cool.
I can't wear pajamas at night time. I'm lucky if I'm on my periods, I might wear a pair of pants. Big granny pants.
Well, you just,
that's as sexy
even
as
in
it
the
gets.
Winter,
yeah, I just like to be cool. Window open, covers, flaps are going everywhere, it's brilliant. You try it.
I can confirm, we have been roommates a couple of times.
You don't even put something on when you're in a roommate.
Sometimes.
Nah, not me.
When it's Lucy, it's fine. Yeah.
You've seen it all
if
before.
If I'm cold, she'll lend me a boob. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Snuggle up and then.
Lend you a boob.
Yeah, just lend you a boob.
Stretch
teammates, that's what teammates are for.
Look, she's going to fight for me on the pitch, we're going to lend a boob off
Lend a boob.
Absolutely.
Why don't you call this podcast Lend a Boob?
Lend a Boob. Do a red card of the week. So have you got a red card to anything?
I've got a red card, and I don't know how you two, as professional footballers, are going to feel about this. Well, no, because I think it's okay with you guys. Obviously, so Seagulls started their season this week, and I want to give a red card to people who cut holes in the back of the socks. I don't like it. What are you pointing at? Do you do it?
No, I've actually got
because
no calves,
I think if you
I'm
do
okay,
it,
but
you're fine. you're fine to do it. It's your profession.
Right.
Your car insurance will attest to.
Right, yes.
But like, I'm not being funny, but like, when you work in digital marketing, why do you need to be looking after your calves? Do you know what I mean?
Got tight calves. I don't know.
No, come on.
Has anyone got good calves in the team? Like, where you go, oh,
not,
maybe
not
they
to
need
to... Not to the point where you're thinking, oh...
Release me.
Yeah, you need to be...
They need to be on show.
Yeah, you need to be snipping holes in the back of them. Yeah. No.
No, well,
there's
I
no
cut
one
the top
big
of my socks
Susan
sometimes.
On the team,
right.
Do you know
right.
what I mean?
No, I'm calfless, so...
You
but
don't
yeah,
cut your socks, do you?
I cut my island ones because they're too tight right. at the top, but then I just cut round them, so you wouldn't know they're like... There's no slits in them. Not know how people put the holes in them.
Yeah.
I just take top bit off.
Just the top?
Just to just loosen it, that's all.
Yeah, like, I'll cut my socks to wear, like, my favourite socks underneath, but like, you know when people put the holes,
yeah,
the
no I don't do that
holes,
no
that annoys me uh-huh. like people say it helps,
no it doesn't,
but I'm
come
going
on.
Through uh-huh. trying to get socks and every pair I'm pulling out has got holes in it and it's been through the wash and it's just threading everywhere
and do you know what, I felt really validated. It's interesting you brought up Soccer Aid. I felt very validated at Soccer Aid because all the old school greats thought it was ridiculous as well,
right?
They were like, are you joking?
You do get like people do it and some senior players in the team will be like, what are you doing? Like,
but do you know what I mean? I'm looking around the room and I'm thinking, well, half of these people have won like Champions Leagues.
Yeah.
And they had the socks on covering the calves for the whole thing.
Yeah. See, and I get my shorts and I ram them right up right up my minge, pretty much.
Really?
Like, it's like, and everyone hates it, but
well,
I'm like,
then what's the point in
I'm
short?
Happy.
You know what you should be wearing? A 90.
That's too long.
Be great.
How could I run?
London City Lionesses 90.
I've been falling all over the gaff.
No.
Give up, run.
No, it's great. Is honestly, it? I sprint across that landing in the middle of the night. I'm like Usain Bolt on the left wing.
Top speed.
Yes. Yeah, hands back.
Right, okay.
I do get it.
Okay.
It just becomes too much. I'm just going to start cutting.
I need to let them breathe.
need
a good circulation.
They need to breathe. The chest hair is sticking all over the place.
It'd be great for mind games as well.
Is it?
Yeah,
100%. Where am I going?
Yeah, when you go shaking hands with everybody at the start, you're just like, oh, don't mind that. Do you know what I mean? That would absolutely start playing up there. It would.
We get booked before the game
we
even
would
started.
We would be sent off.
Yeah, probably. Do you have a red card?
I've got one.
I always forget we do this.
What's your red card?
My red card, this idiot scored 2 goals at the weekend there, by the
go
way.
Go on.
Yeah, 2 goals.
Go on, Quinn.
Celebration. She's like,
no.
And I'm like, well, who the f*** the phone to you? I'm checking my phone. She's not calling me. What are you doing?
What's
up?
I knew you were going to bring that up. To be fair, that was a bit of a private joke. You know when you have your...
Private. All the friends.
You know when you have your headshots?
Yeah.
And then that you're like, turn to the left, turn to the right, serious, point in your shirt, hold the badge. And then
go... that one. I like that one. Yeah.
And then they go, celebration. And you're like, oh, like, and a lot of the girls have planned celebrations. Yes. You know what they're like? They've got like tattoos and stuff. And they're like, this, and I'm like,
really?
This is weird.
Yeah, yeah. No, but we're an older generation. Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Well, this
cha-cha slide.
Yeah, so, yeah. One up this time. And then it just was really awkward. And then I was basically joking, saying that when I'm fat and jobless at the end of the season, if anyone's got a job, if they could give me a call.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Or if they want me on Soccer Aid, just give me a call.
Give us a call.
So we started doing this as a joke and then scored at the weekend and thought, and then I scored again and I thought, crap.
You did two phones. Two phones.
I should have done the dial like that. Because that's how old I am compared to the kids.
Flicking through the yellow pages.
Yeah. Plumber. So yeah, that just stuck and then I did it and then we were laughing about it and I knew you were going to bring that up and now I feel like I've gone red. But I still scored twice.
That's good. No, I'm pleased for you.
I really wanted the hat trick, but I just didn't have the legs to get there.
Look.
It's like, you go.
Plenty of games left for that.
Yeah,
don't worry about that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you have a celebration normally? Do you have one for the whole season?
I've not scored since I was 14, so no.
Come on.
No.
Really?
No.
Do you not even like celebrate when somebody else scores?
You have scored. You literally scored.
I have. I think it's embarrassing now because people are like, oh, you scored. And I'm like, so I'm just don't try and celebrate. I just try and play it down.
Play it off. I could do that every week if I wanted to, but I don't like to make
it that. Yeah. I think I'd only celebrate now if it was like a massive game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like,
I always like, anytime you plan anything, first of all, I'd never be one to plan a celebration, but say your mate says, say your mate says, oh, if you score, do this.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'll do that or whatever. And then you score in front of like, I don't know, say it's like an island game, you score in front of a big crowd. You have no like perception of what's going on. Next thing you know, you're just.
But like the kids today, they are the weird. They are like freaks. They are like
weirdos. They've got a whole routine.
Shani, and my team. I'll be like, did you see her? She posted a picture. Oh, it was her birthday the other day. She's got the dance. She's got this, that. And I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, you're nearly 30.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't get it.
We saw you play when you London City Lioness played Lewis last season. I can't. Who was the person that scored in that? Was it Danielle?
Dan Carter?
Yeah, I think it might. And she had some mad celebration.
Yeah,
I was like,
I feel like she's always been a bit of a celebrator.
Oh, she won't hit the roof if we're slaughtering her on this. Was it Dan? Did she score?
I can't remember.
Dan, because I always like that. Dan just goes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm normally too tired. So, if I've actually worked up the energy to score the celebration, I'm drained. I'm normally just like...
leaning against the goalpost. Just...
So yeah, I'm not really much of a...
Yeah. No, there'd be the few girls on our team that they lap it up and I'm thinking, there's literally no one in the stands here.
Yeah.
No one's here at this game.
Really?
Who are you celebrating with? Yeah.
That's got to be tricky, isn't it? Going and doing a knee slide in front of the
No, I'd be too scared to do a knee slide.
We'll get a few more fans in, I think, this season, hopefully, so it'll be okay.
We had a few at the weekend.
I think under 2,000, but
that's decent,
Newcastle brought a big following down with them.
They go mad for it. We did the pod in Newcastle and they were like mad. They came down to the club like full kit, a lot of them. Yeah, flags on the front row. None of us are kicking a ball tonight.
Warming up.
Yeah, it was so
hamstrings.
Yeah. Just me and Sue sat in chairs, just with these like microphones, but they were all there, like with the flags.
Flares.
Yeah, we were like
all facing the other way.
Yeah, genuinely, we were like, you know, we haven't got Shearer as our guest.
I feel like we haven't actually spoken about football at all.
We spoke a little bit about football,
like,
haven't
we? Result, like your game.
Oh, my game. One each.
Yeah. What was that? And the scorer.
Bit nervy. Aslani scored a goal. Shot. Yeah, it was actually a really good goal. I don't know if you've seen it.
The cutback was smart.
Yeah, nice ball through.
Were you at
lot
home
of
away?
Well. We were at home.
Yeah.
We're now playing at Bromley.
Yeah.
That's our new home pitch. But it's been done up and it's actually stunning. The pitch is beautiful.
It looked good.
Hopefully I play on it at least once this season. We'll see what happens. but yeah, it was a good game. I think it was a fair result in the end. Fair result because both teams have chances. We were a bit nervy early on, and I think we kind of eased into the game. But I think fair result. So on to the next.
You'll take it. Who do you have next?
Blackburn away.
Oh.
Yeah, Blackburn away. So every game's going to be competitive,
it's
tough. Yeah.
Do you want to talk
about your game? Go on then. Say it again.
So I was in the. Where do I start? I was in the nine. I thought, do you know what you're going to see today? You're going to see a classic, old school number nine performance. I'm going to put myself in the middle and I'm not going to move.
Good.
I'm just going to let everything happen around me. Kids can run the wings. If I get a chance, composed, I'll just slide it in.
Nice.
Got played through about 10 minutes in. I thought,
really?
All eyes on me.
Yeah.
Because normally I'm just the one crossing it. And then when they miss, I'm like, come on, I would have scored that. But yesterday, that was actually me. And I thought.
I did see your first goal. But it's from an angle, kind of from behind the goals.
Yeah,
but I actually thought, oh, she's going to cross it. And then looked up and you've kind of gave the keeper the eyes and then you've went near side.
Well, there was no one
good.
There. Oh, really?
Cool, calm, nice. Collected. Well done.
Sight the keeper out.
Well, no, I think I just panicked because I got played through and our right winger, Yuri, is absolutely rapid.
Right.
And I thought, she'll be there. And I looked and she wasn't there. And I thought, oh, crap.
Down to me.
And then I looked again and I went, right, okay. And then, do you know when you like chicken, like you're just looking at the goalkeeper and she's like, and I'm like, oh. She's like, so I just went, and I hit the post and went in, and I thought, thank God. And then I went.
And then Yuri arrived.
And then Yuri arrived.
Like, see, Yuri, like, where were you?
That's how Usain Bolt fell.
Yeah.
Foot on the ball, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Please, come on. That's exactly how it felt.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm like Usain Bolt.
Yeah, basically. That's what we've taken from that.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, and then the second one was a penalty, so that doesn't really count.
It does. They all count. They all count.
Where did you go?
Yeah, top bins.
Did
top
you?
Bins. I did. Yeah, thanks for asking. Right in the corner. Almost missed,
God.
To be honest. I did have a practice one the day before in training, and it was like, I didn't hit it great, and it was like a good height for the keeper. And our goalkeeper coach, Tony, was like, that's a good height for keepers, that. And I was like, yeah, I, don't worry. If I get one in the game, I'm going top bins. And then we got a penalty in the game. And I thought, oh, no. I stitched myself up twice, really. I just thought, just hit it and see what happens. And yeah, I went top bins. There was some really nice football.
Good.
The girls were good. Like, the crowd was quite loud.
Nice.
Like, it felt like an opening game. It was nice to have an opening game at home to, like, start the season.
Yeah.
Some good football, good result.
How assertive are you when it goes to penalty? That it's you.
So we have like an order, like, oh. I guess most teams do, but it's always a bit tricky at the start of the season, I guess, because there are obviously, like, new players that want to be on penalties. But I took one at the back end of last year and then was playing in the nine, and I was down as the first taker.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like, no.
So there's not even a conversation to be had then when they go penalty.
There shouldn't really be. You should respect the decision of. But then, of course, it's like, it is different. Say someone's having an absolute worldie and they've been the one that's won the penalty. And you know when someone's feeling good and they're having a day where everything they touch is just like going in?
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, you have it. But I really wanted it. So I pushed them out of the way and I took it.
Yeah, you see, I'm not assertive enough.
Well, you do have in the back of your mind then, don't you? Like, oh, I've just argued with my mate, so I have to score now. Yeah,
yeah.
We haven't spoken, me and the other girl.
So I have visions of you doing, like, you know, Ronaldo in the Euros when he was, like, insisting he took each
every
free kick,
oh my
each
God.
Penalty, and then, like, he missed them all and started crying. I
would have cried, to be fair.
I was watching, I was at my nan's watching it with her, and we were like, to be fair, I'd start crying. Can you imagine the embarrassment?
But I don't understand why, like, if you look at the stats on his free kicks, I don't understand why he still thinks he should be on them. But how is
ego,
that Portugal team? Yeah, but...
But
think
how,
the players
I know
in
mean,
that
how
team?
Is the manager and the young one
not
being
not
like,
saying,
listen, man.
Yeah. You don't have to have everyone. Yeah. Like, you can have one.
You can have like, one. Over the, like a toddler with a sweet. Yeah. You can have one if you're good, Cristiano. Mm-hmm.
If you do no sit-ups today, you can have one. He's like, no. Right, well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
I needed a change from just Rucha. We were starting to run out of conversation. Yeah. And actually, we think we're quite funny, but we're not actually funny when you think about it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
That is all we have time for. Please leave your comments, like and subscribe.
Leave a comment. Like, that's my part.
Oh, sorry.
How dare you?
Next episode, we're going to be replying to all of your comments, so please make sure you leave loads of comments and...
like and subscribe.
We also have an exclusive interview with 90 Min and Mary Earp, so make sure you check out the link in the description. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rich, anything you want to say?
Thanks for joining us. Have
a
fun.
Pleasure.
Yeah, great
a pleasure.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.